This is Radio Woking.
It's that time again.
Guess who's back? Back again. Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back?
Yes, he is. He's back once again. Here he is. It's Shay.
Good morning, Shay. How are we?
How are you, Matt? All right?
I am, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, welcome back for after being 3 weeks,
it was three shows, not 3 weeks, but thank you.
Yeah.
I still forget what Matt looks like.
I missed Sunday. One Sunday, lads, is all I'm saying.
And you missed the dating people, the survivor singles.
Well, yeah, that was a bit of an error on my part.
And Shay was talking to survivor singles, weren't he, last week?
I was indeed, John, yes. Which was good.
To be fair,
I could have done with the advice. I should have come in.
So I'm suffering badly with the heat because I'm not a big keen of the heat, really. It's going to get up to 31 degrees today.
So you've had a bit of a problem this week then, have you? Because it's been a bit warm.
Well, it's been a bit too warm.
Do you not like the heat then, Shay?
No, I don't at all. I'm nothing but a moaner, but there you are.
I was going to ask you how your week's been, but maybe I won't.
Right, okay. Yeah, well, the week's been fine, though, Matt. I went to Littlehampton there yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Oh, what was that like? Yeah. Hot?
It was fairly cool. Fairly cool
down
there.
Yeah. And what did you do?
Did you go and paddle in the sea?
No, I didn't. I just walked along the promenade down there. So there was quite a few people.
Are there any kebab shops on the seafront that were open?
You will have followed tradition and either had ice cream or fish and chips, I imagine.
Or both.
I did fancy an ice cream, but I couldn't find. Yeah.
Shay, if you like ice cream, my number one tip for you right now, McDonald's, I feel like I'm advertising them, but Lotos Biscoff McFlurries are amazing.
I had three this week.
You were saying earlier there, John, you went to McDonald's on the service station.
I did, three times in 1 week.
And apparently
they've got a new apple pie as well. Apparently I think Rose's mum, Donna, she likes to dip the, break the apple pie up and dip it in the ice cream.
Oh, I'm not sure about that. I'm really not. I might have to try it just because like Donna's probably got good advice, but I'm not sure.
I better say hello to Rosie and her mum as well.
Yes, Rosie and Donna, who are probably listening if Rosie's up and about.
Yeah, if she is. Yeah. I mean, it is still quite early on a Sunday. It's only just gone 10 o'clock.
So Rosie cares, by the way. They're going to be at the Oxfordshire Fair, which is happening next Saturday. They've got a stall there promoting all things Rosie cares. So that's really good. So
that'll be good.
Yeah. So trip to the seaside then. That was very enjoyable. It's what you do this time of year. And what else have you been up to?
I've been having my support worker, Cindy. So I've been having Cindy all week, which is good.
And you started your own radio show on another radio station. I think we need to mention this because this is amazing.
I started. Which was very good. My first experience. So
we've got another rival. Hold on.
Yeah, but it was really moving, actually, Shay, to hear, because I was listening to a bit of what you were doing. Mm. You're the first visually impaired radio presenter on that particular radio station, which is really amazing.
Wow, that is impressive.
How does it feel
to do that?
When you start a radio show, it's nerve-wracking.
What was nerve-wracking about it then?
I didn't know what to say, really. But I've done well.
Absolutely. I think we should probably plug your show. I mean, in the spirit of community radio, you can hear every other Monday on Surrey Hills Radio between what time is it? 3 o'clock, isn't it, in the afternoon?
It's between 2 and 3.
2 and 3, okay. And when's the next one?
The next one is Monday week.
On the 10th, probably.
On the 10th, there we go. So that's worth listening to.
Or is it the 3rd? Hold on, let me check.
Matt's getting his calendar out to check the date.
I've got a calendar.
Oh, sorry, Shay, we interrupted you. What are you saying?
So I do a variety of stuff, like I do a little bit of talking, bit of music, and it's all done on the computer, really.
Ooh. What sort of music are you playing?
A mixture, really, of a bit of 60s, because I'm going to do a theme for 1973, the year I was born.
Ooh,
some good songs. Do that.
Just trying to think what was around in 1973. So what, Elton John, Rocket Man was 72. That kind of era, glam rock, very, very popular decade of music.
Right, yeah, I think it's the third, by the way. I think the next one's the third.
Talking about Elton John, he's playing today at Glastonbury.
Yeah, his final performance, apparently, in the UK.
And there's rumours there's going to be up to 12 guest artists.
Really?
And he's going to play songs that he hasn't played for over 10 years. And do a brand new show that no one's ever seen before.
Amazing.
Oh, well, Elton John, he's a very, very good singer.
He is, and he's been around for... And what I love about Elton John is, you know, we got the classic Elton John songs from back in the day, but now he's working with all sorts of different artists, and there's all these collaborations you wouldn't actually expect to happen, and they're happening, and it's amazing. Really good.
Because he's a very, very talented man, you know.
As are you, Shay. Yeah. So how's the kebab shop?
You know that.
How's the kebab shop in Leatherhead this morning?
It's not even open yet.
Okay, are you in the queue waiting for it?
Well, I'll have to rename it John Andrews Kebab Shop. Could you keep talking about it?
I've got a column in the newspaper, so why not a kebab shop with my name, you know?
When did you start your column then, John?
This week. And you're in Leatherhead, you can't pick up that newspaper, so you won't be able to read it. I'll have to get you a copy.
Well, you'll have to do that. And, yes. It'd be good, but yeah. But well done, you.
Yeah, there you go. Spreading the word, talking about what we do on the radio show. And actually, somebody has responded to seeing the column, and they're going to come on the show in the next few weeks. So, here you go. People read the paper, which is good to know, and people read my column.
Yeah,
so.
It is, yeah.
Yes.
Well, is that a first for you then, John?
That is a first, so I'm quite proud of that.
Yeah. I'm waiting for the day, Shay, there's suddenly a list, like celebrities give you, called the rider of things that John has to have before he can perform on the radio or write the paper.
I mean, I want certain coloured M&Ms in a certain coloured jar, and the water has to be a certain temperature, Matt, as well, for next week. Can we just, you know?
Right, well,
I want a red carpet as well. Can I have a red carpet as I come in?
As Simon says, he said the possibility there might be thunderstorms next week. Then.
Yeah, so we might want tea rather than water.
Okay, something warm in there, maybe. Okay, so what's happening today? You going for Sunday roast again?
I am indeed.
So what makes the perfect Sunday roast then, Shay?
Well, this could be a debate that goes on for longer than this show.
It could be. A roast lamb and roast chicken. Would be nice, and plenty of vegetables.
Yorkshire
pudding as well.
Ooh, nice.
Plenty of vegetables.
Nice.
Speak to you. I'm thinking one time I'm going to have to jump in the car after the show and come down and have Sunday lunch with you, Shay, down the pub.
Oh, yeah, but you know, you're more than welcome.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, you're more than welcome.
Kebab on the way home.
No, I don't think it'd be a kebab on the way home.
No. Anyway, you would like to say hello to Andrew and play a song for Andrew, wouldn't you?
That's right, yeah, because Andrew's one of the regular listeners to Radio Woking, and he lives in Woking as well.
Andrew's one of the people that messaged to say, "Welcome back, Matt," when I came back on Thursday.
Really?
I know Andrew's asked for a song for the Beatles we're going to play later on, because I usually get a message saying, don't forget to play my song. But you've decided, Shay, that you're going to dedicate the next song to Andrew. So what would you like to say to Andrew?
I'm going to announce the song, It's a Hard Day's Night, and especially for Andrew, and I hope you enjoy on your Sunday.
There you go, Andrew.
Thank you, Shay.
A bonus Beatles song. And thank you, Shay. I'm sure Andrew appreciates that.
John.
We will catch up with you soon. Enjoy your meal tonight, this afternoon. And stay cool.
We'll catch up again next week, John.
We will.
Yeah. Take care, Shay.
And you, Matt. Have a lovely day, both of you.
Will do.
You too.
And mind the sun. And I was going to say it, every week. Make sure you put plenty of suntan cream on.
Yeah, there is that.
There's actually a pub locally that's actually giving out suntan lotion to its customers who forget, so that's quite handy.
Yeah, can I nip down there now? Because I forgot.
Only excuse. So, thank you, Shay. We'll speak to you very soon. Have a good day.
No problem.
It's Radio Woking.